Hey, Brad.
Hey, Ryan.
Wow. Number six?
Uh-oh.
I think you're going to make a few people angry, buddy.
Oh, did I make you angry?
Yeah, I reacted. Yeah, it got me.
Gee, no kidding. Me. Well.
Yeah, more than once. More than once. But then you wrapped it up and came back to my point of view, which took you a while. Oh my gosh.
Well, what is it? Almost every podcast we do, you have to bring me back to whatever your point of view is before you'll. And then once you got me back to your point of view, you shut it off. So
yeah,
nobody ever listens to me.
You need to be controlled, because you're just a wild, crazy guy, and you just go all over the place. Somebody needs to sit on top of you, I'm telling you, man. But I guess that's kind of what the article is all about, is having somebody sit on top of you.
Oh, okay.
The first thing you start off with is you start off with a scripture, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, and you never really explain what that the significance of that is to you. What does that scripture mean to you? Okay, so we're gathered. What now? What's the point of the gathering?
Lo, these many years I have written about it, so I assume that anybody that ever reads my articles knows, but I guess every now and then there's somebody new, isn't there?
Me.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You don't remember what I said 2 days ago. The significance is when I realized what the term in the original language in my name meant, and that was very intriguing, and it meant the character and authority. And that took me by surprise, and I started asking the question, well, what is the authority? And at the time, since those words came out of the mouth of Jesus, until I got myself wrapped around, I think I say something about this in six, but my mind wrapped around what he actually said was, the words I speak are not my words. That was kind of a life changer, but to realize that at the time when I learned that little bit of Greek that was his character and authority, and I attached that to Jesus, at that time I had been taught that that the creator of the universe. And this is one way of interpreting the scripture. The creator of the universe became a man. And that is referencing Jesus. Well, that may be so literally or may not be. I'm not hung up in it one way or the other. Jesus,
what's the significance of two or three gathering in my name? There I am in the midst of them. What's that significance? I mean, you're talking
that,
in one of those
that we have
creature circles.
When you and I, as you and I often do, we call upon something that's higher than ourselves to come up with solutions to anything that we have. Now, that any kind of problem that we may have. So the significance was that wherever two or three are gathered together in the name that Jesus said, I am, basically, that I am is present. And
but the context of that particular scripture is about somebody in the church being thrown out. Like if you look at the section of Matthew, they're asking him about brothers sinning against brothers and how to deal with it. And he says, well, you go talk to your brother, and if he won't change his ways, then bring a couple witnesses, two or three witnesses, and toss them out.
No, that's not the context of whenever two or three are gathered together in my name.
Yeah,
That's, oh, now we're going to argue. We'll argue right now. Okay, interesting point of view.
okay.
Let's move on. You're not going to get me off on that one.
Well, okay, well, so all I'm pointing out is that when you're using the scripture in the context you're using it, you're using it as a principle, and there are a number of principles in that particular passage, not just the one that you're highlighting.
Passage I'm quoting. That's the point.
But wait a second. It's, you know, you're using the Bible to just like the teacher does, to pull it out and just twist what you
want. So you're going to hit me over the head with the whole Bible? Is that it?
No, just the context of the paragraph. What's he talking about before? What's he talking about after?
And you're taking it from a different passage. I'm not taking it from the passage where he's laying out the Jewish rules. It's Matthew talking to a bunch of Jewish people, writing for Jews, and he's writing in the context of Jewish rules. I'm taking it from where he said it in Luke, and it's a whole different framework, a whole different passage. Sorry.
Oh,
but,
okay. Okay,
good. Okay. Glad we got past that. I thought you were going to argue with me forever. I mean, who's the bishop here?
You.
Well, then shut up.
So okay, well, let's move on. I mean, you know, like I said, this article stirred me up, and not in a very comfortable way. I'm going, what? Is he doing that preacher thing again? Anyway, and so then you talk about ongoing meeting to keep the entire mind of this body you occupy, including the neurotransmitters connected into every cell controlled by our, yours and my, spirit parent. And you're really defining the purpose of your group, and I'm glad you did it, because I tell you, you can't say it often enough. The amount of flack that you or SHS has taken over having a group, period, is crazy sometimes.
And, yeah, it is. They love me.
And well,
it's amazing how many people have come around.
You revealed your groove.
Yeah, right.
The audience was a lot larger. But, I mean, who could argue with this purpose? Like, if you use your imagination, let's just say it stays in the imagination realm and never arrives in the reality realm where you talk about it, or I would talk about it if somebody would ask me, what difference does it make if the purpose is for one purpose only, and that's to be submitted to God? Where's the problem? Maybe we should invite somebody on this podcast so that they can explain it to us.
Whatever.
Another interesting point of view?
Yeah, of course.
So, and then further on down the article, you talk about Moses and Muhammad not thinking of Jesus as being part of a deity, or the deity is the exact word. And so that's interesting to me. It almost seems like a paradox, right? Because I, like you, was a church-going guy, and I was inundated with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and all of them are God. And so I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, how can you help people arrive at that conclusion?
They have to get it for themselves. And if they don't get it for themselves, that's okay. I love them anyway.
Okay.
But can I just say how I came to it?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, maybe that'll help somebody else.
Well, I was in San Francisco on business. And at that time, I was living in Portland, Oregon. So, and I couldn't finish up, and I had an appointment with a client on Monday. And so I had the weekend to sit in a hotel and read. Well, I happened to have taken my Greek New Testament, and I came to some stuff related to what salvation, what we call salvation, is in the original. It's an amazing thing. It just means joined together again as it was in the beginning. That's the whole context of it. And joined it to with the Creator. Wow, that's what it means. Okay. It doesn't mean going up the left aisle into the prayer room and having a bunch of elders pray with you and counsel you so that you, I think that's how you came into the church. But anyway, I went to my client on Monday was a huge Greek foods distributor. They owned a restaurant and all that stuff. And so I wanted to make sure, because I knew Nick and his dad, they were members of the Greek Orthodox Church. They were very devout, and they were very much oriented toward scriptures. And anyway, I asked Nick, I don't remember what his dad's name was, but if I was reading this right, and I brought it with me, and he says, I don't know, let's ask Dad. And he brought his dad in. Well, his dad in very Greek-accented English first welcomed me to the real world of the Greek Orthodox. But anyway, he said that I was correct. Okay, now, oh, criminies, I got so wrapped up in that. What was your question?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just shaking my head. about Moses and Muhammad not viewing Jesus as part of a deity. And my question was the Trinity. Well, wait a second. If it's not the Trinity, then how does it work?
Oh, there we are. There it is. So that night, I now remember why I got off on the story. That night I met with some guys who were with the organization called Jews for Jesus in San Francisco. And I met this New York rabbi who was part of the organization. And he was very much a lover of Jesus. And he accepted the Trinity, but what he told me was, listen, I'm not going to try and imitate his very New York Yiddish, but laden English, but he said that you can make a argument out of the Bible for the Trinity, but it is far too limiting. And he introduced me to the real name, the Hebrew name of God, which is a multiplicity of spirits. And he said, you know, the Trinity fits in all that, but he says that's far too limiting. And he took me through about a half hour of conversation that wiped out any, you know, thought I had related to that. And he said that the stumbling block for Jews to receive Jesus as a Messiah, which is what Jews for Jesus is all about, has to do with the issue of deity. And Jews just can't accept that Jesus is God. And so what he told me next, and he took me through John and what John was saying, and from a Hebrew perspective, and the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, became a man. He said that doesn't mean that man is God, and that he said that's a Catholic doctrine. And it just blew me away the way he said it. It was so convincing. And then I did more study and more study and more study and realized how simple and how true it was. But it also opened me up to what Jesus said when he said, you know, you've been with me so long, and you don't know that, you know, the things I do are not what I do. It's the Father doing them in me. And then the words you hear me speak are my words. Those are the words of my Father. Well, you've heard me often enough, and that's one of the reasons I refuse to use the term the Father. It doesn't stack up with what the word in the original was at all, which is a non-gender specific parent. So it can be mommy, daddy, or it can be an it. It's a spirit. Those who worship God in spirit and in truth. And tons of things came to me, but that included was, wait a minute, this whole thing of, you know, the Father isn't the Son isn't the Father, and the Holy Spirit isn't the Father. They're unique, three individuals, but together they make up God. You know, there's no justification for that whatsoever.
Well,
from what I got from
okay,
the rabbi.
I got it.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to have to do is because the real burning question that I wanted to ask you at the beginning of this call, we haven't even got to. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do this in two parts. And I'm going to end this podcast just now, and we're going to have to post two podcasts. So hold on. We're going to come right back. Listeners, come back, because if you think it was hot before, it's going to get twice as hot. Stick around, Brad.